Hi, this is a dictation for Tommy Watkins, TOMMIEWATKINS. Tommy Watkins, date of birth 6/16/1981, date of service is 2/9/2026, date of birth is 6/16/1981. Patient reports of major issue is the lower back pain and a shooting pain to the right leg laterally up to the ankle, but not affecting the foot or the toes. He also reports some pain in the right shoulder to the tune of 5 and 7 and some difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 100 degrees of abduction or forward flexion. He is able to walk well without any crutches or any cane. He reports a previous accident in 2019 February when he was involved with the left shoulder and neck and the lower back pain with the finding of L5 S1 disc herniation. He was seeing Dr. Van Dyken, Dr. VANDYKEN, and chiropractic Dr. Pakhouri, FAKHOURI. Since that time, he was discharged from the care, and Mike Morris was the attorney at the time. He is now seeing Dr. Marshall in Novi. He was getting 120 narcos every month, and then his urine drug screen was found to have a cocaine, and he was discharged. Thereafter, he went to Dr. Jackson, who continued to provide his narcotic pain medications. He has in total 4 motor vehicular accidents, according to him. He reports of these pains occurring a couple times a day. Once again, the pain is focused in the lower back at 5 to 6 and the right shoulder 5 to 7, with occasional radiation to the right lateral part of the leg involving up to the ankle. No other issues are reported. These pains are throbbing, sharp, cramping, heart burning, aching, tender. And highest pain intensity varies from 5 to 8. ADLs are a factor 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by bending, standing, walking, and improved by medications and lying down. Patient do not report any X-rays, MRIs that have been done, has not brought any with him. He reports that he was seen at Michigan Head and Spine in 2022. Currently, the patient has some numbness, tingling, pins and needle of the right leg laterally with muscle weakness, but no other issues, no blood or bowel incontinence. No headaches, no symptoms of CGI, and there are no anxiety, depression, panic, sadal anesthesia. Slight weakness and difficulty walking is reported. So far, physical therapy has not been done in the last 1.5 years. No chiropractic, only 1 doctor visit. No medications are reported being taken. He was taking Tylenol and Motrin. No other information is available. Please review the records for system review, for surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, current employment status, personal history, and ADL and the diagnosis page. The physical examination is reported to be as follows. The patient is a ...45-year-old African-American male, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clothing, cholinergia. Patient is otherwise stable, comfortable, and his dress and hygiene is normal. No overt anxiety or lethargy is noticed. No panic, no extreme pain or any other issues noticed. Able to walk reasonably well. His blood pressure is 141/108. Pulse is 92. Pulse ox is 100. His height is 5'10" and the weight is 300. The rest of the exam is from the template. And positive finding is located at the following areas: the left shoulder and lower back spine. And no muscle spasm. Neurological is normal. Psychological is normal. So the cervical spine, thoracic spine is completely normal, and the maneuvers to identify, reproduce the pain are all negative. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 45, extension is 20, side flexion is 20, and rotation is 20. And in the cervical spine, it is completely normal at forward flexion. In cervical spine is 60, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion is 45, bilateral rotation is 80. Maneuvers to identify, reproduce the pain in the lumbar spine is negative. No Burgess-Kernig carnic test negative, straight leg raising test negative, contralateral leg raise test negative, Breger test negative, Kemp test negative, Lewinsky sign is negative. SI joints are non-tender, and paper test, Gonsalan test, distraction test, iliac compression test are all negative. Standing flexion test is negative. No muscle spasm is noticed. The extremities in the area of the left shoulder, the patient has limitation of abduction. Beyond 100 degrees, he reports pain in the rotator cuff region. Other than that, there is no distal deficit. The reflexes are normal. The peripheral pulses are normal, grip is normal, Tinel sign, Phelan sign is negative, and no other deficit is noted in the left upper extremities. Hawken-Kennedy test was negative, empty beer can test negative, drop arm test negative, anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. Please review the diagnosis page for diagnosis. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan for Mr. Tommy Watkins. We are not ordering any physical therapy today. We have requested a release of rackets from Michigan head and spine and all other areas that he reported that he was seeing. Include, only head, Michigan head and spine is the last physician. Once those records are reviewed, assimilated, further treatment plan will be considered. So no physical therapy, no medications are given. It appears that the patient is most likely a drug-seeking gentleman. He's asking for narcotics. We did discuss provision of Ortram or even other non-narcotic treatments. And we discussed the issue of injection treatment that is vehemently refused. He doesn't want to see a spine surgeon. He doesn't want to do any spinal cord stimulation device. And other than that, patient has been advised that we do not prescribe narcotics without further definitive treatments as required by MRI, approval by MRI. So no medications are provided. He is advised to do non-pharmacological modalities like magnets, acupuncture, chiropractic treatment, home exercise, referral to psychiatry, and fitness club programs. We do not have any plan for interventional procedure as of yet until the MRI, past MRI is reviewed. No surgical options are ordered. No neuropsych, none. Attended care caseworker, none. Past medical have been ordered, release investigations, none for now, DM is none, education, yes, follow visit in 15 days. Thank you. At the end, patient was discharged as We are unable to provide him 10 milligram narcosis 4 times a day as his requirement and need and desire. So we decided not to be able to take care of him. Thank you.